USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It was a historic week in Washington. Following Thursday's 14 hours of debate, the House Judiciary Committee on Friday sent two articles of impeachment to the full House. A vote is scheduled for next week.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to.
The partisan debate continued after the vote.
For Democrats, impeachment is their drug.
Look past the Republicans' obstruction and lies.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has angered Democrats by coordinating with the White House over a likely Senate trial, insists that the president won't be removed from office and says he wants the whole thing done quickly. The House will likely vote on the articles on Wednesday. President Trump is tweeting that it's not fair he's being impeached because he's doing nothing wrong. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Shoppers scrambled, fleeing in panic after a shooting at a mall outside Atlanta. Witnesses say they saw one man wounded inside the food court.
People were running so fast, they weren't really paying attention to anybody. So people were getting knocked down, people were getting shoved.
The Cobb County Police Department says the shooting at the Cumberland Mall was an isolated incident between people who know each other and not an active shooter event. Police say one person was wounded and they've now identified a suspect. The man seen on video slapping a TV reporter during a race in Georgia is facing legal trouble. Thomas Calloway has been arrested. The 43-year-old was booked Friday afternoon on a misdemeanor charge of sexual battery. Video from the live broadcast last Saturday showed the passing runner appear to swat her from behind.
He helped himself to a part of my body.
For his part, Calloway, a youth group leader at his church, says he thought he patted her on the back or shoulder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Actor Danny Aiello has passed away. Fox News reported that he died on Thursday night. TMZ said Aiello died at a medical facility in New Jersey. The actor was reportedly being treated for a sudden illness and suffered an infection related to his treatment. Aiello is survived by his wife Sandy Cohen and three children, Jamie, Rick, and Stacy. The couple's son, Danny Aiello III, died in 2010. He had a walk-on role as Tony Rosato in The Godfather Part II. In the 80s, he appeared in such films as Once Upon a Time in America, The Purple Rose of Cairo, and Moonstruck. He was nominated for an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in Do the Right Thing. Aiello was 86. An actress that played a protester has been arrested in real life. USA's John Hunt has more.
Jane Fonda continued her weekly tradition of protesting on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, but this time, Forrest Gump's mom, Sally Field, was there, and she left the event with Capitol Police in handcuffs. Field, along with environmentalist Winona LaDuke, urged people to get out of their comfort zones and fight the climate crisis. She said it's time to get out and scream loud, because if you don't do it, no one else will. The protests are centered around a different theme each week. This week, they focused on jobs, communities, and traditions from fossil fuel-based industries to make a cleaner world economy. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.